really great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. That was good. And like I said, I'm going to just do it once a month after and starting in March.
But hello, beautiful ones.
Oh,
hello.
Hello. Hello.
And there she is. We're just talking away.
That's perfectly fine. That's perfectly fine. All right, I've started the recording, and we're going to get going. This is the Divine Business Club, and this is the February training call. Today's training is very cool. I'm very excited about it. This is one of my favorite topics, actually. I have many favorite topics, but this is one of them. And this one is called 10 Ways to Fall in Love and Stay in Love with Your Money so you can attract more of it. And I want to talk about money for a second. Sorry, I just needed to count for a minute, make sure I'm fulfilling on my my agreement here for the 10 ways. Okay, so money is, you know, for so many of us, it is, we have this love-hate relationship with money, right? There's so many times that we find ourselves needing money and angry that we need money and wanting money and wanting to buy those shoes or wanting to buy that training program or wanting to buy that piece of furniture or wanting to travel, fill in the blank, whatever it is we want, and then looking at our either checking account or our credit card statements or our balances, and we think, I just don't have the money. Or worse yet, we want to go to Whole Foods and buy all organic all the time, right? And it's like, man, it's so expensive. How am I ever going to afford it? And then we, you know, have this so that, you know, the limiting beliefs and that fear and the sense of, oh, will I ever be able to have the money that I want to be able to do the things that I want without even thinking about how much it'll cost, do I have the money in the checking account, can I do this, etc. And I would like to say to you that yes, you can. And it all starts, I mean, it may not happen like today, probably not, right? And it may not happen even by next week or maybe even a year. But here's the thing. When you begin to shift your relationship with money, you begin to, instead of being afraid of it and pushing it away because it brings up so many, you know, charges within yourself. When you begin to do that, you really begin to heal your relationship with money and begin to have it be a much more healthy, loving relationship. I'm thinking of one more thing. Just one second. Because I want to make sure I give it to you. It just popped into my head, so I want to give you that that extra little bonus. So when you begin to heal your relationship with money, you begin to experience more and more of it. Now, there are a number of things that I did to heal my relationship with money, and I can tell you my relationship with money is still not healed, right? I still have things showing up for me, and I'm like, oh, wow, look at that. I've got some limiting beliefs around that. How about that? But I will say that my relationship with money is far, 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 far better than it was 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, 30 years ago, whatever. And it is evidenced in my life, the way I see everything around me, the abundance that I experience around me, the love that I have in my life, the sort of relaxedness I feel around money, not totally all the time, but definitely a lot of the time. So there are, you know, the healing starts within ourselves. And we all know this as healers, right? Every single one of you understands this totally beyond any shadow of a doubt. You get it. So I am preaching to the choir here, so to speak. And I know that but I'm going to give you some things that I think will be helpful for you that maybe you either haven't heard before or you'll hear in a new way. So the question then becomes, how do we move out of our relationship with money being so sort of fearful or difficult, or that we, you know, have this love-hate relationship, into one where it's healthy, one where we realize that we are the source of our experience with money. We're the source. And then the question then becomes, well, heck, great, Anne, that's nice to know, but bottom line me here, how do we create more of this, right? I mean, that really is what we want. We want more of it, and we also want to be healthier in relationship to it. Now, I realize that there are some on the call who are going, well, I don't really need more of it. I just, you know, I'm curious about this, and I'm like, yeah, okay. Next time that you are having Christmas or any other kind of, say, birthday, and you want to gift someone something, or the next time you feel guided to donate some money, see if something doesn't come up around, I really wish I would be able to give more. So, and if that does, then you've got a little bit of issue with money, okay? Just so you know. Because really the bottom line, I think the bottom line is that if we have a really super healthy relationship with money, we realize that we are the creators with the divine of our money in our life, that we can manifest it. And that is really where the power is it not? Realizing that we can manifest money when we want it. Ooh, that one's like, I can feel that, like there's a heaviness there. Like, I'm not sure I can manifest. I don't think I can. I don't know that I'm, you know, like, and that's like too much responsibility. I mean, isn't it that God gives us the money? Or isn't it that, you know, if I'm whatever, then I might get the money? Reality is we manifest our lives. We manifest our experience of our lives as well. So we're manifesting our money. Like we're manifesting our love relationships, like we're manifesting the organization in our homes, like we're manifesting the type of car we drive. We are manifesting these things. Doesn't mean we're going to get from zero to, you know, a million overnight. Sometimes some people do. And I will say that's, you know, pretty unusual and pretty extraordinary. Most of us need to build our, I call it an energy bubble. We need to build our energy bubble around our beliefs about what we're capable of and what we can do. And we need to build our anchoring, energetic anchoring, into seeing what we can do over and over again, and then it begins to become easier to manifest what it is that we're looking to manifest. We are powerful co-creators with the divine. We barely have touched our abilities to co-create. So, I want to tell you a little bit about my own little story with money, sharing my, showing my panties here a little bit. Some of you have heard some of this. I grew up in a family with my father and my mother got divorced when I was young. I was about six. And my mom was a single mom. And my dad didn't pay child support, or he did for a few years, and then it got sporadic. Then he got married again, and he had kids and supported the second family, et cetera. So my mom worked two jobs to be able to take care of my brother and I. So I grew up getting socks for Christmas and thinking that was really cool, right? Because I didn't know any better, and it was great because then I had new socks, right? It was not where we got a lot of toys. We had some. I can remember one Barbie doll. I will tell you, this is one reason my daughter had 100 Barbie dolls, because I wanted her to have a lot of Barbies. Like, I didn't, you know. It's funny now because I think she was like, whatever. But the point is, I wanted her to have the abundance that I didn't have when I was growing up. And so, and I can remember that my brother and I started, really telling some stories here. My brother and I started getting into trouble. We were in public school. We were alone a lot. This was in the 60s. You know, we started getting into trouble. My brother gets arrested for, like, I don't know, stealing bubble gum or something from the local store. And my mom's, like, horrified because she's, like, the most honest person ever, ever, ever to walk the face of the earth. And, you know, that her child would do this was just like, oh, my God. Well, in seventh grade, I got arrested for shoplifting. Hey, my brother taught me. I was pretty good at it. I liked it. You know, it was kind of fun. It was exciting, and it was kind of a thrilling. And then I got arrested, and it was like, oh, my gosh, this is awful. I don't want to be arrested. You know, it was so awful. The ride down to the police station and them calling my mother, and I'm like, oh, it was so bad. So bottom line was that in our family, money was this, you know, fearful experience. You know, it was like it was not enough. There was not enough, and if I had to, I had to go get it myself. You know, I had to go, whatever that was, because I was too young to, you know, have a job. So all by way of saying that, and then my mom puts us in private school, and my grandparents helped pay for that. So that was it was a very good thing, actually. Money became this thing where I wanted more of it, and I didn't have it, and I was very clear I didn't have it. And so I had this really unhealthy relationship with money starting from the beginning. So part of my work through the last 25 years has been to really heal that relationship with money, to really love it, to appreciate it, to honor it, and to share it with others. By nature, I'm actually pretty generous. I enjoy sharing things with other people. But it's hard, you know, it has been hard in the past when I didn't have it to share. So that was, you know, that was one of my big things, is that I really like to share. So I wanted to be able to create money so that I could share, so I could, you know, if I wanted to give a beautiful gift to someone, I could do it and not think twice about it. So this, you know, my early adulthood, I was on my own at a young age. I was on my own at 19. It's not as young as some people, I know. But I didn't, you know, I can remember times when I didn't have money to put gas. Heck, I didn't even have a car for a while. But then I didn't have money to put gas in the car. I didn't have money for bus rides sometimes. But I somehow always made it. And things began to change for me in my 30s when my daughter was born and someone introduced me to the world of metaphysics. It totally transformed my life because I started to think about how money was energy. It wasn't this, you know, this amount of dollars and cents. It was like it was energy. And I read this book called Your Word is Your Wand. Now, I've shared some of this with you in the past, or some of you in the past. And this book, and I will provide that book, by the way, for all of you in the Divine Business Club. You have to know this was done at the turn of the century. The person is very Christian-minded. The principles, however, are very solid. They are ageless, if you will. And the beginning of my experience of learning that I was co-creator was this book, where I began to learn that using our language was a powerful co-creative tool that we have. Our throat chakra and the way in which we speak, what we speak about is what we are creating in each and every moment of the day. We are creating our futures. And that began to really change because it was so different from anything I'd ever learned before. And I thought, wow, that's really incredible. Is this possibly true? Because I was going around affirming, I don't have money, I don't have money, I don't have money, I don't have money, I don't have money. Well, no wonder I didn't have money, right? I was broke all the time. So I began, I was like, well, let's just see if this is true. And I remember my daughter was a baby at the time, and we were, I wanted to be home full time with her. And so I decided I was going to just do that period. And, you know, heck with the money consequences, heck with losing, you know, the job, quitting the job and all of that, which I'd had for 10 years. I loved it. It's a great job. But I wanted to be home with her more than anything in the world. And I came across this book. So I was like, well, let's just see how that works because, you know, like, I don't have money for buying too many clothes, and I don't really like my clothes, so let me just use these affirmations. And so I started creating, I started writing 3x5 cards, and I would stick them up all over the place, and they would be something like, I am now clothed in God's beauty, and I'm clothed, you know, I have an abundance of clothing and, you know, beautiful clothes, or I don't remember what the words were. But I remember every time I'd open my closet, you know, there's that affirmation card. I'd go in the bathroom, there's that affirmation card on the mirror. I'd, you know, go to bed, and there's the affirmation card on the wall. You know, I would see it all over the place. And I'm not kidding. Within 3 or 4 months, I began to really notice my all of my clothes began to change. Like, I was starting to get all these clothes that I liked. My mom sent me some money for, you know, I don't remember what, but she sent me some, you know, money for clothes and at a place that I liked. I don't remember what the catalog was or whatever. But, you know, I began to find clothes on sale, clothes that I liked. You know, I just began to find clothes. And I was like, well, this is really interesting. Wow, that really does work. Huh. And I didn't do anything seriously that I can remember other than writing down an affirmation and posting it up around. So my relationship with money, I began to get that I was co-creator of my experience and that my words had power. My language had power. What I was reading had power. And I was wanting then to start putting things into my mind that were of what I wanted, not what I didn't want, right? Because it was very clear that by putting information in, I was starting to shift things to be what it was I wanted. So, and that was a huge, huge aha for me. I came across, I think at that time, this book called Creating Money by Sanaya Roman. S-A-N-A-Y-A-R-O-M-A-N is her name. Sanaya Roman. Creating Money, and it had all these exercises in it. This was one of the tools that I began to use. So this is one of your 10 ways, right? Whether it's this book or another book, it doesn't matter. There are a lot of books on abundance. You can find them, look them up on Amazon. But having me go into the deeper reasons about why I wanted money, what it was for, what I believed about money, et cetera. I didn't have tapping at the time. Tapping would have made it a whole lot faster, let me tell you. But I began to really explore my relationship with money at that point in a way that was very different from anything I'd ever done. I was still afraid of money. I hated doing my, you know, my checkbook and, you know, having to do taxes and all of that sort of stuff. I still had to do all that. But I began to shift how I was feeling about it. It wasn't, you know, such a fearful thing. It still wasn't my favorite thing to do. But so these tools, these books, really began to change things for me, really to begin to understand. The books, Creating Money, Your Word is Your Wand, both of those books are things I would highly recommend to any of you to, if you haven't read them, to find them and get hold of them, probably available at Amazon, maybe even available by, you know, on Kindle or something like that, downloadable. I will definitely provide The Word is Your Wand, however, for all of you. But I began to also, then number two, speak my desires, begin to affirm them. I began to affirm what I wanted and began to become aware of what I was saying that I, you know, when I would say what I didn't want. And that was a very big shift because I was all the time moaning and groaning and whining and crying about whatever, fill in the blank, because it was fun to complain. and, you know, the drama and all of that. I was definitely a drama queen. Big surprise, right? And it just, to begin to start speaking about what I wanted as though it were happening really shocked me, you know, because I was like, wait a minute, I'm lying here. This isn't happening. This is not true. But I really began to understand that it wasn't about it being true in the moment, but that it was true in the highest sense of things, and that I was connecting to that truth and drawing it in or allowing it to manifest by my speaking faith. And that shifted things. So then, as life moved forward, if you will, I learned about tapping. And tapping really transformed everything for me. Everything. It transformed because I realized that I had the power at my fingertips to change everything in my life. I could change how I felt about money, which then I knew would change my experience of money. I could change how I felt about creating a new love in my life, which I knew then would change the experience of creating a new love in my life. I could tap on how I felt about, you know, something my daughter said or something my mother said or something my friend said or something fill in the blank said, and I could change my experience of my relationship with them. Instead of being in reaction, I could be, interesting. All right, so that's bringing up some irritation in me. What's the irritation about? What am I believing about myself? Do I believe, I must believe that they're right. You know, there must be something there for me. Okay, let me take a look at it. And I would tap on that, and it would clear things out. Tapping on my beliefs around money shifted my money. So that is another one. That's three for you, right? Number four, and I alluded to this before, but I want to really anchor it in right now. This is a mindset one too, but this is really, really, really mindset. I realized that God is my source. My job wasn't my source. My spouse wasn't my source. My clients weren't my source. My, you know, selling whatever wasn't my source. None of it was. God was my source. And if all of those things went away, I would still be able to have abundance because my abundance came through those people and things, but they were not the source of those things, of my money, excuse me. They were not the source of my money. God was the source of my money, and my connection to God was the one thing that could not be taken away from me no matter what, ever. And that connection was the peace that I realized I'd always been provided for. Even when my dad left, my mom had two jobs, I was shoplifting, even when all of that, I was always provided for. Even when I didn't have money for the bus, I had food. I had shoes on my feet and I could walk to work. I had a job. I knew payday was coming. Even when all of that, God was my source. Husbands came and went. Believe me, I had a couple, you know. You guys all know, right? It happened. And God was always there. So that was a huge aha for me, recognizing that my relationship to God was the source of my abundance. Then I began to recognize and understand my energy connection to money. I could tap on it. I could shift it. I began to realize that tapping was just one way of shifting my relationship. What I also did, what it really became, here's what it actually came down to. with and this is something for all of you to take a look at. That is, what are the things that lift you up, light you up, turn you on, make you happy, make you smile, make you feel wonderful? Do them. Because by doing them, you then are in the space of co-creation of what you want. So by doing them, and for me it was singing. I was, you know, a singer. I was trained as a classical singer in my 30s, and I loved to sing. And there were a lot of things that I did that I loved, but singing was always one that would just lift me up out of, you know, whatever. And when I recognized that I was getting into that space and I would sing, it would shift things for me. Nowadays, I go swimming, right? So, what, you know, if exercise works for you, great. If singing works for you, great. If walking your dog works for you, great. If riding your horse works for you, great. If going and, you know, going to the movies works for you, great. You know, whatever it is, do it. The next thing that I also realized was that when I would hold a vision for what I wanted, the money would start to show up. Now, this meant holding the vision and not allowing the yeah, right to come up. So here's the cool thing, and I'm going to give you this little wonderful juicy tidbit. What I do now is I visualize when I swim, because I don't have time when I swim for the yeah, rights. What I do is I swim and I think about what it is I want. I swim and I think about how fun it will be. And I'm already having fun. My body's feeling great. And I'm loving the water. So when I swim, I'm feeling it and I'm thinking about it. And I'm thinking about what I want and how beautiful it is and how wonderful it is. And it's a very easy, energetic space to be in. That was how I was able to generate my very first ever launch, no, my second launch, excuse me, that was almost a six-figure launch a couple years ago by doing that. It's exactly how I did it. I just held the vision, and I would swim, and I would just, like, hold it. I'd make it as real as I could. Now, here's the fun thing. You're not always going to remember to do these things, right? You just aren't. And it's going to rain and you can't go swimming. And you're going to be, you know, cranky. Or you're not going to tap. You'll forget that you've got tapping available to you. Or you'll fall into the old ways of doing or whatever. Fill in the blank, right? So this is something I started to do a year ago when I began to realize that I was having some very false beliefs about myself and money and my relationship to money. That money was hard. It was hard to earn, and it was, you know, I'm sure I was going through some energetic, you know, up leveling and all of that. But what I began to do was I had a divine money journal. And I really, really, really recommend that you do this. Like, this is one of the top 10, you know, it's like one of the top number one things. But I wanted to do it later because I wanted to sort of lead up to it. Having a divine money journal, it doesn't have to be a big journal. It can be anything. It doesn't matter. But it needs to be pretty if you're a pretty person, if you like pretty, right? Get it pretty, seriously. I know that some of you are guys on the phone, and so you're not out for the pretty stuff, so that's fine. Get something, you know, solid and handsome and, you know, whatever. But the point is, have it be something that you enjoy looking at and opening up and filling in. Write down all the money you receive in it. write down the gifts you receive in it. You can write down the money that you receive and your spouse receives if you like. If you want to include that, that's fine. If that helps you feel more abundant, do it. Now at this point, I only write down what comes in, you know, via me, which is my, what do you call it? You know, where I'm looking at how can I create more for our family, for us, for me, for, you know, my business, et cetera. I write down for me. I don't write down for, I don't include Francisco's income or other things like that. Doesn't mean it's not part of our income, of course, it is. But you can include it if you want, include your spouse or partner's income if it supports you in feeling more abundant. That's the bottom line. What you want to do is feel more abundant. So it doesn't matter how much I get. I write it down. If I get a gift, I write it down. I ended up getting some, I don't go to my post office box that often, right? I go now and then, you know, twice a month, maybe once a month, depending on, you know, what if I remember it. But when I went to the post office box and I had all these gifts in my, I was like, oh my gosh, really? You know, I had several Starbucks gift cards. Someone sent me some essential oils of, you know, that they did, the beautiful essential oils. Oh my goodness. Someone sent me Barnes & Noble gift card. Someone sent me chocolate. I mean, I was like, oh, my goodness, it's Christmas. You know, it was great. I wrote them down in my book. Why? Because it's a piece of abundance. It's abundance that I've created. My mother was here. She took us out to dinner. I wrote it down. Last weekend, last Friday, Francisco and I went to dinner with a professor friend of his, and they picked up the tab, which was much to our surprise. We weren't expecting it at all. So it was a beautiful, you know, generous gift. And today I got something from Marriott Hotel that came in the mail that says I've got a free night. I'm like, wow, really? Where did that come from? How did I get that, you know? And it's not because I spent a lot of money at Marriott, you know, for Marriott or anything like that. It's because I think I've been with them for a year, and now it's an anniversary gift, and they're giving me a gift. I'm like, do I have to stay? You know, it's like, of course I'm thinking, do I have to stay two other nights in order to get the one night? No, I don't. I just get to have the one night, you know. So it's like, write down the gifts that you get because you have a lot of them. They come all the time. And what we don't realize is this is abundance that we're creating. We're creating it in our work. We're creating it in our life. We're creating it everywhere we go. When someone offers you a service, write it down, especially if you think you were going to have to pay a whole lot more for it. Write it down. That's abundance. It's abundance. There's so much abundance everywhere we look. It's all over the place. But we have to get clear and recognize it and then be incredibly grateful for it. By the end of the month, you will be amazed at how much abundance you experience in your world. Someone buys you a latte, write it down. Someone takes you for dinner or lunch, write it down. Someone gives you a book, write it down. All right, your next step, your next number way to do this, you want to get really, 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 really clear about what you want. How much do you want? Why do you want it? Like, I was just thinking the other day, I want a certain amount of money to pay off one credit card bill that is one that I don't want to have on my, I don't want to be paying it anymore. I just don't. For whatever reason, I have my reasons, but I don't want to do it. So I'm saying, okay, let's get the money to pay that one off. Get it paid off. We paid one off a few months ago. Let's get this one to pay off too. Bing, bang, boom, done. Paid it off. So ask for what you want and then let it go and trust that it will come. Now, here's the caveat with that. If you are guided to do something, go do it, because that usually is the guidance for you to be able to do what it is you've asked, right? So if you've been given guidance to, go give a talk somewhere, go give a talk somewhere and then follow up with people so that you can generate your clients. It doesn't just like drop out of the sky, although I guess it can, and it does sometimes. Yes, it can, and yes, it does. However, most of the time it presents itself with opportunities. You have an opportunity to go do something, and by doing that opportunity, you either meet someone who's going to introduce you somewhere, or you have an opportunity to generate clients or something like that. It's always opportunity, almost always opportunity. I don't want to like limit it to that. So get clear about how much you want, why you want it, and then ask. Let it go and trust and recognize the opportunities that come so that you can fulfill upon or the universe can fulfill upon what it is you've asked, okay? It's a big one right there. All right, and your last one here, this one's going to be a little uncomfortable for some of you. Now, I just say that straight up front, and just if you need to tap while I'm talking about this, okay? Because it can get overwhelming, and it can get uncomfortable. But it's a really important piece. Really, really important. And I'll tell you why in just a minute. And that is this. Organize your finances. Money loves order. I just heard some of you go, not my money. All right, I got it. Let's see, how do I go around this one? Money loves to be seen and recognized and honored, and it is honoring to it when you have it in order. Now, in order does not mean counting to the last penny, but it does mean having your bookkeeping ready, you know, at the time it needs to be ready to do your taxes. It does mean filling out your taxes. It does mean, you know, checking your credit card statement. It does mean paying your bills on time. It does mean these kinds of things, right? It means being in integrity. Organizing, the more you do and the clearer you are. Now, I'm not talking about being anal and I'm not or OCD or whatever. I'm talking about being respectful and honoring of your money. I would even go so far as to suggest you have your own little your little sacred box that you can keep money in around the house to keep it for you to look at, to feel abundant. I know there are people who advocate, and I think Abraham Hicks is one who advocates carrying $100 in your wallet at all times. So you know that if you want, you can spend it. I think if I carried it in my wallet, I would probably spend it. I wouldn't be like, oh, yeah, I think I can. I'd be like, oh, yeah, I got that. I can do it, you know, if I want. So and then, all right, let's get another $100. So it's, you know, you have to find what's right for you. If I have it at home, I won't touch it. It's just like it sits there, you know, because, I don't know, it seems too much of an effort to get it out of there and take it somewhere. I don't know. It's a different energy for me. But it may be right for you to carry it around in your purse or your wallet, whatever. But organize your finances so that you have clarity around your clients, a clarity around your income, clarity around what money is coming in, what money is going out, because that's part of being a business owner. It's part of being a divine business owner, is understanding your relationship with money and honoring it. Honoring it by keeping it, you know, it's like your home. You want to keep your home neat and tidy and your garden, you know, or your yard, you know, you don't leave your yard to let the weeds grow for, you know, 3 months, because if you do, you're going to have, you know, knee-high grass, and your neighbors are going to hate you. It's the same thing with money. Just recognize and organize. Honor it. It's sacred. It's a sacred task. Now, I'm the first one to say this one has been a really tough one for me over the years, you know, and I don't enjoy sitting down and doing all of that. What I do enjoy is having it done. Once it's done, it feels really good. And then I feel more empowered and more in power regarding my money. So I invite you to, and it's 4:44 my time, which is really cool, the number of the angels, and we're getting ready to go into our meditation. I invite you to just begin to develop a new relationship with your money, with your sacred finances, the sacred income that and outgo, you know, this sacred flow that you have. All right, everyone. Before we go into the meditation, I invite you to pull out a piece of paper and a pen and I want you to think about what it is that you want to create. Take in a nice deep breath and release. Just think about what you want to create. How much money do you want to create in the next month? Let's just take 1 month for right now. And write down why you want to create that amount. Knowing what you want and why you want it will give you a lot more clarity and a lot more juice for creating that amount. So now I invite you to take in a nice deep breath, knowing how much you want and why you want it. Take in a deep breath and close your eyes. Set the money aside. Set the pen and paper aside. Allow yourself to just simply get quiet and follow the sound of my voice. Allow yourself to feel your chair underneath your body. Feel your body as it holds you in this space and time. Take a nice deep breath in and release it. And when you're releasing tension, concerns, anything you no longer need for this time, another deep breath in, and when you breathe in, you're breathing in life-giving breath. Allow it to fill your lungs, flow into your body, and release anything you no longer need. And let's do it a third time. Deep breath in. And this time, tell yourself that you're going to relax even deeper as you release your breath. Let it out. You're allowing your body to get calmer and more relaxed each breath you take. You're allowing yourself to go deeper and deeper into a quiet space within yourself each breath you take. Another deep breath in, and this time hold it for 3. 1, 2. And on your third, the count of 3, you're going to release it and go even deeper. And 3, let it out. Even deeper now. Even more relaxed. Your body is starting to feel much heavier. As you relax deeper and deeper into the chair. Feeling the calmness of your body, the calmness and quietness of your soul. Feeling deeper. I want you to be in a space in your mind where you're safe. A space that is beautiful to you. Where you feel supported and loved. Look around. Notice what's around you. Feel the light. Notice how it shows up around you. Another deep breath in. And just sink into this experience. I want you to see money in front of you, not as like dollar bills or euros or pounds or whatever form of money that you normally are used to. I want you to see it more as an energy, as a color, as even a being, if you like. It can take the form of a human or it can take the form of some other creature, but you use your intuition. How does money show up for you now? What does it feel like? What do you know about it? What does it look like to you? What does it want to say to you? Ask it what it wants to tell you. You need to say something to it. take a moment and write down on your piece of paper what it wants you to do. What it's asking for you, from you. I want you to call in your angels. To be with you where you are, in this beautiful, safe place. And I want you to call in your money angel. See how beautiful they all are. See how strong they are. How happy they are. Ask the angels and your money angel to surround you and money. Hands on each shoulder or each body. Transform the relationship that you have with this being into one of love, one of joy, one of beauty. And one of abundance. Let money into your energy field. Stop pushing it away. See yourself doing the figure eight, the sideways figure eight, with this money being. Allow it in. And see your energy fields merge. Feel that deep, powerful connection. Notice how much money wants to be connected to you. How much it wants to be integrated into your energy field. How much it wants to be your friend. ask your angels to release and let go of any fear that you have of being connected deeply with your money. As you integrate with money, the two of you merge into one. Feel how light you are. Feel how happy you are. Now, see yourself bringing your gifts out into the world. And notice, as you do that, what's happening with money. Ask your angels and or money what, if anything, you need to do to keep this energy connection strong. And please write it down. Is this something you're willing to do? If it is, tell money and your angels, yes, you will do this. You can count on me. See if there's anything left that you need to do in this moment. Say thank you to money. Thank you to your angels. Thank you to your money angel. Know that you can call on them any time for help. And ask, is there anything I need to do in particular in order to create this amount of money that I asked for a few moments ago? And if so, what is it? I want you to tell money that you will pay attention. You will honor it. You will appreciate it. You will love it. And ask for it to give you a very clear sign when you are not doing that. Write down what that sign is. Now, take a nice deep breath, and we are going to begin to leave this place, knowing that you take it with you, you can return any time you want, you can call in money anytime you want, you can call in your angels anytime you want. And you can call in your money angel anytime you want. Say thank you. And I'm going to count to five. When I reach five, I want you to open your eyes, be fully present. Be back here on the phone with me, completely aware, completely awake, eyes open. One, beginning to come out of that space and beginning to feel your body again. Two, wiggling your hands, moving your shoulders, wiggling your toes. Three, nice deep breath. Allow the energy to fill your lungs and to flow out of your lungs back into the earth. Feeling yourself getting grounded back in your body. Four, moving your shoulders, moving your head, moving your arms, squeezing your hands. Another deep breath in, and five, be here now, open your eyes. Be present. Very good. I want you to look at what you wrote down and just take a moment and add anything you may need to add. write clearer if you wrote scribbly? Take a nice deep breath. All right. Very, very good. Now, I'm curious to know if there's anyone who'd like to share what their experience was. If you would, if you feel brave enough, star two. Yay, we do. We have a brave soul. Hey, that. Who is this? Hello?
It's Liz. Have you got me?
Liz, I have you. Yes, hi.
Hi, Liz Aaron. Yeah, this is kind of, I feel a little bit silly, but money came scampering over to me like a little stuffed teddy bear and said that it wanted to play with me.
Aww.
And then changed into and stayed as a big mama grizzly bear, and that was the way money stayed. And it was like, first of all, the bear was saying, so the bear was the money, and she said that she wanted to play, she wanted me to play with her, and also that I was safe with her.
Mm. Nice.
So, yeah, and it was just really, really vivid. So thank you, Anne.
Liz, you're awesome. So welcome. Was there anything specific she wanted you to do?
I wasn't clear on that. Nothing was coming to me.
Let me invite you to do something then. I'd like
yeah.
for you to just spend a little bit of time after the call and write down what playing with money would look like.
Yeah.
Right? So that you know that you're actually doing what you've been guided to do.
Mm-hmm.
Call her and ask her again, you know, hey, Mama Bear, what does that actually look like playing with you? Can you help me? Because, like, in the moment, I just don't know. You know?
Yeah.
Got no clue, babe. You know? Yeah. It's funny because when I was going through this, I wasn't actually doing it myself, although images were flowing to me and words and, you know, things were coming back. And I heard, let's be friends. I was like, well, that's kind of cool. Let's be friends. Is that for me or am I picking that up from someone else? And honestly, I don't know in the moment. But it felt like it doesn't matter. It feels like it's, you know, for me too. So that was really cool. Yeah, thank you for sharing. Yeah, anything else? I love
that's
this image of the teddy bear running over. I think that's adorable. All right, thank you. I think we have, is this Nicole? Did you raise your hand? Someone from
Yes, yes. Sorry, Anna, I had my cell phone silent.
Oh, you're so good. You're calling from wait a minute. Let me just see if I get this right. You're calling from a cell phone from Australia.
Oh, I'm on Skype.
Oh.
But that's okay.
No, you don't need to be on this call. You're calling from a cell phone from Australia.
That's what I was just thinking. I have no issue with money if I'm calling from a cell phone. That would be fantastic. I look forward to that.
Right?
Set that one as an intention. Yeah, absolutely. I was so funny when Liz just said that she, and as she started to speak and she's saying she got this image of a bear coming over, but before she got to bear, I was going, I wonder if she got the same as me, because I got a beautiful deer, a little baby deer, a little like Bambi, but it's not the cartoon. It was a real, you know, as if a real baby deer had come towards me. Oh, my goodness. It was the most beautiful experience. And it's, honestly, again, in parallel with Liz. what I got from it was it wants me to play with it.
Oh,
it wants me to know that it's always there, that money, it's not skittish, that we can have a relationship. I mean, this deer came right up and it was braver than I was. And we were looking in one another's eyes and just, it was nuzzling into me. And there was just a feeling of immense love and safety. And I'm sorry, I'm welling up now because it was so innocent and playful. And I just got that sense that I think it's skittish and I think it's not there for me, and other people see it, and then sometimes these beautiful animals get, I was relating it all to, you know, the images of people killing the deer and all this sort of stuff was coming in, and yeah, but just this whole sense of have fun, be light, play, and just know that it's always there.
Wow.
And I became the deer when I became that one, and it did, I saw this, the growth into the magnificent, and it was a stag in the end, and it was just magnificent.
Wow.
But still with, yeah, still with the energy, the playful, playful energy of that beautiful little baby deer. So I'm absolutely, yeah, I was like, oh God, what does this mean? I'm going to be the only person having crazy images. And so thanks, Liz, because
the mama, the baby deer into a stag. I mean, this is so beautiful. It's like the power of integration is so incredible. I love this. I love this. Thank you so much, Nicole. Really, congrats. You actually had me getting all teary, too, when you were sharing that.
Yeah, I think if Liz hadn't shared it, I would have gone, oh, that's wacky. I don't think I'll share that.
That's awesome. Awesome. Wow. Thank you. Now, let me just ask you a quick question. It wants you to play with it. Is that right? It wants you to play more?
Yeah, but there was some specifics, and it's actually more to do with my body. I've got move my body and run, and I think this is to do with me being stagnant in my energy. And yeah, I understand it, I think, and it's just because I just got that sense that moving, trusting, but it's always there. That's the big, big one, that belief. It is always there, even when you can't see it, which I guess is that, again, that connection back to deers. You know, you go through a forest in England and people say, oh, there's deers here, and you'll never see them, but they are.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. All right,
yeah.
Thank you.
So I think it's to do with my energy, really.
Well, and I would say do the same as Liz. When the call is over, just sit down and take a few minutes and write out, ask, connect back in, because it's always there now. That release now is anchored in, and you can develop it even further by connecting with it anytime you want. So I would ask, I would connect in with the energy, and I would find out what it would suggest to you that it, you know, that you need to do to play more. What does that look like?
Mm-hmm.
What does that actually look like for you?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry, what?
Oh, I was saying thank you to you. That was
awesome. So did anybody have any problems with the, you know, with this? Did you all get something very useful and solid for you, or were you having some challenges? Did you end up, you know, not connecting, or does anybody else have something they want to share about this experience? Star 2. Donna, hello.
You know I always share.
I'm so glad. I love it.
Thank you. It was beautiful. Okay, so I went back into the place where the buildings are, and the river is flowing through, and the flowers, and this time there was even white light shining through before you even started most of it. But what came up then was on the river, was a, I guess it'd be like a large bowl, a round boat, and it was full of, and the boat was white, and it was full of white, just white, and little edges around it, like of gold a little bit, I don't know, not quite, but maybe. And then it expanded with like, not a flower, but like fans all around it, white fans hooking to each other, not a fan you fan yourself with, but sort of like what you'd think of them, satellite fans sort of going around it in pieces. And every once in a while, one piece would darken, and then I'd look at it and let go, and then it would whiten again. And the message was to let it flow, and that's what I've always gotten, to flow with it. And that was it. And, of course, mm-hmm. if I wasn't flowing, then I'd get this bad feeling about it. And
nice.
Money always come easily, and I know that I block it, so this might help me remember to keep it flowing, is what I'm thinking.
Good, good. I hope so.
Yeah.
All right. Well, great. Thank you very much for sharing that.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Love it. Okay. Anybody else? Any questions? Any comments on what I had shared earlier about some of the things to do? Any questions about that? Star two. Okay. All right. Well, wonderful. Everyone have a fabulous couple of weeks. We'll see you on the tapping call in a few weeks. And in the meantime, go get your divine on. May you flow with money and play with money and be friends with money as money wants to be friends with you. As money wants you to allow it to flow into and out of your life, as it wants to play, may you understand and develop your relationship more deeply, more beautifully, and more intimately with money than ever before, so that you experience the abundance that you are here to experience, the birthright that you came to experience. And may all this be so. And so we say thank you, thank you, thank you, God. And so it is. Go get your divine on, everyone. Have a wonderful, wonderful couple of weeks. Bye.